Hello, and welcome to The Great Divide. I'm your host, Valerie, and in today's episode, we will be talking about gender bias within the nursing major. So, let's get started. The need for nurses within the United States is one of the pressing issues of today's healthcare system. The problem is so large that the Bureau of Labor Statistics has estimated a projected shortage of 1.05 million nurses by 2024. For this exact reason, it is important to find out what is driving away possible nurses, specifically male nurses. And through multiple research studies, it has been found that one of the driving forces is gender bias, which leads me to my claim that gender bias is an existing issue within nursing due to the fact that it is often experienced through interactions with professors within the clinical setting and because colleges and universities are aiming to solve it through the creation of programs and regulations. Professors are the guides for the students. Specifically within nursing, they are the insight into what to expect while working as a nurse and how to properly react to it. They should be the people one can trust, but oftentimes they become the ones who exhibit the most gender bias towards their students. Additionally, the clinical setting should be the location for male and female nurses to focus on how they can help their patient and practice their skills. However, through the existence of gender bias within the setting, male students begin to not have the same opportunities as their female classmates. To learn more about this, I interviewed Dr. Kelly Powers, a researcher on gender bias and a professor within the UNCC School of Nursing. Now, Dr. Powers, have you ever seen or experienced gender bias within the classroom or clinicals?
Yes. And that's kind of what was the impetus for doing this research, trying to find a way to make it better. More so, I've had male students, as their advisor, come talk to me about situations. So that was kind of the impetus. And then I've read in the research, like, this is not unique to here or anywhere. It's just all over kind of problem. So, I experienced it that way. A lot of what we saw in the clinical setting, I would see it all the time. I was very good about making sure my male students had a fair assignment, like everybody was the same kind of thing, but the nurses sometimes too would pull them. So if a patient is violent, heavy, difficult to lift up in bed, the males constantly get pulled into that. And while they're glad to help, it pulls them away from other learning experiences. So we have to be really cognizant of that as teachers. Like, sure, go help as long as it's not hindering your learning, because you're not here to learn how to pull up a patient and lift them up in bed. You're here to learn this. So we just kind of got to balance that and be aware of it.
Throughout other portions of Dr. Powers' research, she also found that within the classroom, professors oftentimes displayed bias through the use of the pronoun she when referring to a nurse, instead of a gender-neutral term that could be applied to both male and female nurses. Now moving on to my next point, gender bias is present within nursing programs because colleges and universities are trying to create solutions for this problem, and if the problem did not exist, there would be no need for solutions. Within UNC Charlotte, one solution was the creation of a club called the Men's Student Nurse Association. This club was made by a male UNTC nursing professor as a place for the male nursing students to join and feel welcome to talk about any situation or to simply socialize with others like them. Within other universities, gender topics are also discussed, such as within Mitra Norowitz's newspaper article at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, where the importance of mentors in STEM fields was stressed because the presence of a gender-balanced faculty provided a sense of sensitivity to the situation from the department. To students within the doctoral program, it was not so much the gender of the mentor that mattered, but instead that there was an equal amount of men to women within the leadership positions, which was another point Dr. Powers mentioned in the interview. She stated that UNC Charlotte is doing a good job preventing gender bias because they have employed 3 male nursing professors, which is relatively high compared to other nursing programs, because oftentimes they are lucky to get one. We know that UNC Charlotte cares about preventing gender bias because they have a page dedicated to explaining bias and the resources they provide, as well as the consequences that come with a serious offensive bias. By describing the process of response to a bias event, UNC Charlotte is showing how serious they are about protecting people from bias, but at the same time showing the respect for the rights of their students, staff, and faculty. However, through my interviews with Austin, a male UNCC nursing student, and Crystal, a UNCC pre-nursing student, I found that even though multiple resources are available, neither student knew that they existed, meaning that although UNCC does a good job creating the solutions, they are not promoting them enough. Which leads me to my final claim. Gender bias is a problem present within nursing due to the fact that it is present through interactions with professors, with preceptors and clinicals, and because colleges and universities are creating clubs and initiatives to solve it. In my opinion, it is essential that gender bias is researched even more, installed within each classroom, hospital, college, and university to provide the nurses of today and future generations the respect and guidance they deserve. And that's all for today. I'm Valerie, your host, and this is The Great Divide.